Justice Inam Amin Menias of the Islamabad High Court, IHC, on Monday, heard multiple petitions seeking the annulment of the Controversial Prevention of Electronic Crimes Act, PECA, Amendment Act 2025. The petitions were filed by the Pakistan Federal Union of Journalists, PFUJ, prominent TV anchors, and the Islamabad High Court Journalists Association. The federal government has submitted its written response to the court. A government lawyer stated that provincial governments have also been made respondents in the case. Lawyer Imran Shafiq told the court that an initial objection raised by the registrar's office had been resolved. National Assembly, earlier this year, passed a set of amendments to the Prevention of Electronic Crimes Act, PECA, under a supplementary agenda, significantly expanding the government's authority to regulate online content and penalize digital offenses. The introduced Electronic Crimes Prevention Amendment Act 2025 included provisions for the formation of a Digital Rights Protection Authority, DRPA. The DRPA will be empowered to remove online content, restrict access to prohibited material, and impose penalties on individuals who share such content. The amendments also broaden the definition of social media platforms to encompass tools and software used to access these platforms. The revised law now extends its jurisdiction to include websites, applications, and various communication channels. As part of the legislative changes, the FIA Cybercrime Wing is proposed to be disbanded and replaced with a stricter framework of enforcement. Under the new rules, individuals sharing expunged material from parliamentary or provincial assemblies on social media could face imprisonment of up to 3 years, along with a fine of 2 million rupees. During the hearing, IHC directed the petitioner's lawyers to begin presenting their arguments. FUJ counsel Dr. Yasir Aman Khan opened the arguments by giving historical context. The PECA Act was introduced in 2016, Dr. Yasir said, adding that the 2025 amendment removed several provisions from the original act and added new ones. He noted that the amendment also establishes a social media complaint council, expanding the law's scope. Justice Inam Amin Menias instructed the petitioners to clarify the changes in the code of conduct, highlighting what it previously entailed and what has now been altered. "First provide the background so the court can understand the case," the judge remarked. The hearing continues.